Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 13th. Ken Day. He's just Ken. And now, the news. The big story is Tuesday's testimony by Robert Hur, the former special counsel who investigated Biden's mishandling of classified documents and then wrote a report saying that Biden did not do it with malintent, but wowzers, is he old. The hearing was meant to explain why Biden was not charged with keeping the documents, as well as better understand why the report made such, frankly, inappropriate comments about his age. In other words, it was a little bit of everything for the Democrats and the Republicans. However, what it actually devolved into was just both sides using the hearing to uplift their party's nominee. Republicans seemed anxious to remind the world that Biden is so old, even though he's maybe 4 years older than Trump, and also senile. Unless you forget the senile part is an exaggeration, Wisconsin's Republican House Rep. Scott Fitzgerald said this, quote, "Webster's dictionary defines senile as exhibiting a decline of cognitive ability, such as memory, associated with old age. Mr. Hur, based on your report, did you find that the president was senile?" First of all, Fitzgerald, what a nerd. You opened with "Webster's dictionary defines..." Lame. To which Hur replied, quote, "I do not. That conclusion does not appear in my report." Meanwhile, Washington's Democratic representative, Pramila Jayapal, said that the report exonerates Biden. Hur went back and said the word, quote, "exonerate" never appears in the report, to which Jayapal replied, quote, "you exonerated him." And then he said he didn't, and then she was like, "but you did," and then that was 20 years of our lives. All in all, the hearing was kind of much ado about nothing, though Hur himself got, because in his report, he says that Biden could not remember the year that his son Beau died. In fact, through transcripts, it was proven that Biden could obviously recall the day and date that his son died. People play politics all the time. That's the gig in politics. That's why it's called playing politics and not, you know, roller hockey. But that this guy would twist things around regarding the death of the president's son? Gross. Come on, man. I think the biggest takeaway is this. As a reminder, Hur's team found plenty of exculpatory evidence that led them to conclude that the president's actions were not illegal and criminal charges were not warranted. And then there were two. Colorado's House Rep. Ken Buck, who was already not running for re-election for another term, announced that he is actually leaving the House at the end of the week, bringing the House Republican majority to just two. He is in the district that Lauren Boebert is hoping to win. As a reminder, she did not actually live in the 4th district. She just knew she couldn't win in the 3rd, so she moved to the 4th because she liked her chances better, which is wild because it is a very crowded field. So who knows if she can make it out of their June 25th primary even. But hopefully she doesn't, and her move was just a waste of time as her career in Congress has been for all of us. Nashville police are searching for Riley Strain, a 22-year-old University of Missouri student who was last seen in Nashville. He and his friends were at a downtown bar on Friday night and were kicked out, and then he disappeared after that. If you're in the Nashville area, Strain is 6'5" with blue eyes and light brown hair. He was last seen wearing a brown button-up shirt with darker sleeves and a matching dark front pocket. There are, so far, no leads. Despite being $10 billion overdrawn in their weapons stockpile, the United States will send $300 million worth of weapons to Ukraine. The Pentagon notes that this is not a sustainable way to support Ukraine, calling it a one-time deal because Congress is still not moving on their supplemental spending bill that would include about $60 billion in military aid for Ukraine. Hey, here's something. Charleston police are investigating the death of John Barnett, a former Boeing quality control manager who was found dead from a gunshot wound to the head in a Holiday Inn parking lot the day after he testified in a deposition about the problems that he identified at a Boeing plant. Police are waiting for a formal cause of death as they investigate whether the gunshot wound was self-inflicted. Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you did the terrible, terrible crimes. News. Ghislaine Maxwell has formally asked a federal appeals court to overturn her conviction and 20-year prison sentence because she says she was immunized by an agreement federal prosecutors in Florida arranged with Epstein in 2007. She brought this up back in her trial but was shot down when the judge ruled that prosecutors in New York are not bound by the Florida agreement. And I guess thinking about the story, I just think like, oh no, Ghislaine, are you miserable in prison? Is it bumming you out? Are you having the worst time in your entire life? Is this the worst? Is this, you imagined the worst thing in the world and this is actually worse than that? Good. And finally, just because we always need to be talking about what an unserious campaign this is, Robert Kennedy Jr., who is running for president as an independent because he would not win past a primary as a Democrat, so he's jumping the line and running as an independent, even though he's actually like a Trump light in terms of experience Republican, that guy, you know, he is still mulling over his VP choices because he's taking it so seriously. And per the New York Times, at the top of his list for vice president of the United States is Aaron Rodgers. Is he even still playing football? I don't. Actually, I think yes, and I don't. Please don't answer that for me. I don't care. His entire experience in politics is that sometimes he goes on podcasts to talk about how he's anti-vax. So that would be the vice president. That's a contender. Serious enough contender that the New York Times is talking about it. This is not a serious campaign, but third-party candidacies are dangerous and guarantee that Trump would get another term. So let's get very serious about telling people how bad this could be. And that's it. That's the news. I'm proud of some girls. It's International Every Girl Wednesday. And like, yeah, most girls, not all of them. And by that, I mean, I presume that this is using the term girls to talk about all females and that it's also calling adult women girls. Because then I think about people like Lauren Boebert and I think like, you shouldn't win. Ugh, no. So I don't, anyway, it's also Ken Day, Ryan Gosling in general. Proud of Ken, proud of Ryan Gosling. Yeah, but more than that, more than how handsome Ryan Gosling is, I'm not just talking about looks. He has like a handsome personality. Does that make sense? Anyway, more than that, I'm proud of you.